Did you know the Caribbean islands were involved in the Second World War? My mother told me what it was like here in the early 1940s. Many ships sailing between Europe and North America took a southerly route through the Caribbean. Early in the war, German U-boats prowled the Caribbean to prevent supplies and reinforcements getting through to the Allies. The U-boats sank more than 100 ships. They even attacked wooden boats sailing from one island to the next. The Kitticians grew nothing but sugarcane, so they imported most of their food. Suddenly, they had to get by on what they had on the island. They survived some tough years of food rationing and nightly blackouts. Things got better after the United States joined the Allies. American airplanes patrolled the Caribbean and hunted down U-boats. Allied air patrols were based on the island of Trinidad. The war gave birth to a popular calypso song about the American military base on Trinidad. Apparently, the men of Trinidad thought the women spent too much time on that base, drinking rum mixed with a popular American soft drink. Here's our a cappella choir to sing that famous tune. See if you recognize it.
If you ever go down to Trinidad, they make you feel so bad.
The song Rum and Coca-Cola made its way to the States, where it became a hit recording. Tap your toes to our version of the song while you sip a delicious island beverage of your own.
Working for the Yankee dollar. Since the Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going up with Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.